This week's sponsor is Rav Chanan and Rav Cheskel Steinfeld. Zech Nishmas Rav Yom Zev Ben Rav Yaakov Shlomo Zechon Avacha. Tag Dasha says in this week's Pasha, Pasha's Matas, and not this week's Pasha, but in Pasha's Matas, Kol Dovah Sheyover Be'esh Taviro Be'esh V'toher V'chol Asher Yover Be'esh Taviro B'mayim. Anything that that needs to be kashered should be kashered the Torah. And then it says Shayova Eish Tavir B'mayim. It doesn't come Eish, should tavir in the water in the mikveh. The more it says Avadizar Daf Ein Hei and Beis, and they all need tefillah. The Amar Kulon Tzich and tefillah. The Amar Kro Kol Dava Shayova Be'esh Tavir Be'esh the Torah. Besides cashing it, you need another tahara. Right? And after the Gemara says, "Afilu kelim chadashim b'mashma," even brand new kelim, you have to tie in the mikvah. The yishenim, the levenim, the old ones, and the ones that are kashed kechadashim dami, not like new now. Afilu achi bari tefila, and even then you need tefila. So here we learn that sai used kelim, sai new kelim. Used kelim that you kasher. There was you got it from a guy, and you kasher them inside brand new kelim. You need to tevel in a mikra that's kosher for noshim. The reason why you have to tevel a keli that belonged to a guy, the Yishami says the end of Masechta Avodazara. The Taz brings it down in Sifkat Nalef. It's to haitzi akli meitumas nachri lachnisik dushis Yisrael. To take it out of Tumas Nachri and to Machnis in the Kli of the Kedushas Yisrael. In other words, when the Kli is in a Shus Goy, it's Shoyer, it has on it, has Tuma on it. That doesn't go off only through Tavling. It's not able to rest the Tumas that's totally in touch, that normally you touch a Keli, it comes Tame. Because over here, even if a guy didn't touch the Keli, let's say it's still in the package, you bought a keli, you're buying a box. The guy never touched the keli. Still, you have to tevel it. And also, even if a yid touches a keli that belongs still to a guy, he won't come tamei days there. If a yid touches a keli belongs to a guy, he won't come tamei through that. It's only made tumas guy and look to shisasol to take out shus of the guy and bringing ingot into Rishus Yisrael now. And then ask Kedushas Yisrael.
So that's. You have to table glasses?
We'll get the glasses. We're just starting. Okay. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
That means, even if it was originally owned by a Yid, but it went to a boy.
Right. Let's say a guy, it's a Yiddish company made it. And then a guy, let's say Walmart, let's say it's Goyim, right? They bought it. And it's all packaged. They didn't even touch it. The guy never even touched it. And now you buy it from Walmart, then he's a chiv tefillah. It's totally whose reshus it's in. Even for a second, the reshus of a guy, it belongs to the guy, and therefore you have a chiv tefillah. Even if he didn't even touch it. He didn't even see it. As long as one second shus to the guy as a chiv tefillah and with a bracha.
So it has nothing to do with the box. The manufacturer is a goy. Forget about the box.
Right. Yeah. I'm saying even if a yid made it, it was made by yid, and Walmart buys it from the guy, from the yid, and now you buy it from Walmart. Walmart doesn't even see it. It's all in a box. He never touches. As long as the shus it was the shus the guy. It's just a guy for 1 minute has a chiv tefillah. That's kor. Alright? Even didn't touch it, he didn't see it, doesn't make a difference. There's a machlokes in the paiskim. It's a chiv tefillah, a matchis, a metal, it's a chiv min atayah, or the chiv min rabbanan. And nafkamina will be where it's a suffix. We'll see, because during the number of shum we're saying on tefillah's kelim, there's a chiluk, the number of cases. To be nafkin, you say safik rabbanan kula or safik minatayim v'chumra. So nafkin will be by safik. if it's safek, he is chayv to be taiva or not. If it's safek min hataira, he chayv to be taiva without a bracha. But if it's a safek rabbanan, then it's kula and it's part. You don't have to be taiva then. The Taisus read in the Masechta Avodah Zarah, and that Gemara in Ayin Hei Rabbeis, and Sefer speaks out the Miri there, and Pri Chadash, and Siman Kuf Chav, Sif Katan Vav, and Sefer speaks out Yeshuas Yankiv, in Arachayim, Siman Kuf Chav, Kuf Chav, Sif Katan, Kuf Chav, yeah, that's in Yerdea. And Kuf Chav, Sif Katan Vav, Sif Katan Dal, he holds a Chiyat Tvila by Klimatis as Rabbanan, the Chiyat is only Rabbanan. However, Pashtus, if you learn the Gemara now by the Zohar, Vaisis over there, it's Minatayra. Same thing, Mashma from Rashi, or Rashi on that, because he calls it Zesa Kotev. Vaisis from Rashi, it's a Deraisa. Same thing, Vaisis from Taisis and Vamis, Mem Zayin on Rebeis, also like that. And same thing speaks out to Rashba in Avodazar, in the Fainheim Rebeis, he says, Achiev, of Klimatkis is the Raisa. The same thing the Rashi speaks out in two Chuvas, in Chedah Gimel Simeration of Hay and in Simeration of Tess. And the same thing speaks out the Rashi in Avodah Zarah and Simulam Avav that the Chiv is Minatayra. In Emerson, if I say from Mechaba like that also, Mechaba says later in Kufchav Sif Tess, Mechaba says by a Mashkin, if a guy gives his soul a Mashkin, God gave his soul a mashkin. So Gemara brings that someone who took a mashkin, God wanted to use it, so he was tayvel it. He was tayvel kli. So Gemara cries a shayla, when a guy is tayvel kli, when the guy gives a mashkin, is it because diamonds are zvina, it's sold, so maybe the chiyuv tefila, or the das of the guy? Is very often he won't be paid it then, but still b'shus a guy. So Gemara, still belongs to a guy. So Gemara says it's a gebay d'lish. The more class a shaylo, a mashkin. So it's a gebay d'lish shita, and the mechaber paskin they should tie without a bracha al sechumra. So you see the chiv is minatayer because if it would be the rabbanan, there won't be chiv to tie it. The rabbanan sakul b'anul kula. So in meila you see from the mechaber he holds it the raisa. Same thing's Mashal from Mechaba over there in Simkul in Yerdeh Kufchav Sif Yudalad. He says, "Dei Mamina Katan Altius Kalim." You don't trust a Katan goes on Tayv of Kali without anyone watching him. The din is you don't trust him. So Taz speaks out, why not? Because Tayv Kalim is the Raisa, and a Katan you don't believe on the Raisa. And same thing speaks out to Lavush and Kufchav Sif Katan Altius the Raisa. The Chashulcha and Sifkan Dalad, the Gra and Sifkan Lamavav, the Nabi Yehuda, the Madut Yoni Redeh, Simon Kufman Beis, and also Shechanach Arav and Shilchav Gimel, Sifkan Ches, and Mishnebura, and Shilchav Gimel, and Sifkan Lamav, and the Bialach over there, and also Chachman Sadam, and Simon Kal Ein Gimel, Eis Aleph. So the consensus of most Paiskim is that the Chiv Klimatkes is the Chiv Deraisa. In the Shittas Rambam, let me finish. The Shittas Rambam is Machlokes what he holds. Because the Lashon of Rambam is like this. Rambam Machos Asuras. In Perek Yud Zayin, Halacha Hey, the Rambam says this is the Lashon. Tvilas, Zu, Shmatvilen, Klisuda, Hanukacha, Menachum, Einem, Elam, Divi Seifrim. So he says, Divrei Seifrim, let's say Deraisa, let's say Rabbanan, he says, Divrei Seifrim. So the Ketzer Mishnah and the Lechem Mishnah brings down in Machlokes and Yishayinim what the Rambam means exactly. The Tefillah is Rabbanan min HaTorah. So Rambam is not clear what he holds. Lemaisa Ladina we paskin, Kli Matzchis, Zachiv, the Torah, Zachiv min HaTorah. Yes?
Those who say that it's Rabbanan, is that even if it was used by the Goy and Kashered,
yes,
also Rabbanan?
Doesn't make it, all cases. Doesn't make all cases. All right.
That the
Raisa,
and if
it can't
be done by a Kohen, the
Kohen
has to be not a
Kohen,
the
Kohen
has to be a
Raisa as well. Right, yes, he has to be Shteh Saras, yeah, correct.
Rambam's
Lashon
was Kli Suda?
Rambam says, Zur Shmat Vilen, Kli Suda,
He doesn't say Matzis, he says Kli Suda.
And the Kohen, he's talking about Matzis, I'm just calling part of it. I'm just going, he's talking about Kli Matzis. It's a common. I know I'm a different side from. Okay. Now the environment so came out that klimatris the chiyuv is minatayra. What about klitzchuchus? Is there chiyuv to tayra of klitzchuchus or not? Even though many people say this chiyuv tefillah, there's no chiyuv tefillah on glass, and some say there's chiyuv tefillah without bracha. However, this is connected to Gemara Mufarashis. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah in Heyon Beis, Ravashi said, Amar Ravashi, Hanu ki schuches hayov chinishdabru, yeshlam takana kisimatus tami. A glass that breaks, if it breaks, you can fix it. You can fix it up. You put it back together, and it's diamond to klimatus. And therefore, chay betvila. So Rashi says over there and over there in the Gemara, he says shenishtabe roy laticha laseis a kli. You can put melt it together, make a kli back together. You can fix up a glass. So Mela, it comes out according to Gemara, it's diamond to klimatus. So Mela, there's always a chiv. There's chiv tefilas min abracha. So you see from here, it's not like people say glasses need tefillah without a bracha. Write this in the Gemara. There's a clause of chiyuv tefillah bracha, and same thing. Write this from a chaba in beginning of Shilas Kerem Kuvchav Sifah Aleph. It says a kainu meyakum klisuda shomatzkes vashos suches tzarech latvilam. He puts it together. No matter if you buy a klimatzkes or a glass, it's a chiyuv tefillah. And it's not mechal bracha, not bracha. So just like matzkes you have to make a bracha, so who are doing klisuches also you have to make a bracha. So mashma, the both hold you have to make a bracha. So where are the toys? It's not only stam toys. Even Tamir Chol make it. Where they make such a toys? You don't want to make such a toys. Where they get it from? So the Emerson, there's a Gemara in. Yeah, it seems to me the toys comes from here. The Gemara in Shabbos that Tezvav and Bey says the gods of Tuma the Schuches Hayov the Tchlasa Biyatsa Menachav Shavim Rabbanu Kiraschus Kicheres. That glass, since it comes from the chayal, from the dirt, so Rabbanan said that glass has a lach of klicheres. We know that klicheres, there's no chiv tefillah. Regular earthenware, glazed, we'll talk about glazed earthenware, but regular earthenware, pottery. There's no chiv tefillah at all. Even chatzchila, there's no chiv tefillah. There's no chiv at all tefillah. So since the Gemara says over there, schuch is like klicheres. So if that's the case, it's not chayv tefila, so then also klichus, if you say anything also, it's not chayv tefila. So, al-cholapachos, if you are tzayv, you should tzayv without a bracha. However, if you look in the Mishal Chaya, it comes out the stealing Gemara's. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, tzchuchas ad chayv tefila. The Gemara in Shabbos says, it's like kicheres, it's mashma, it's not chayv tefila. The Chaya is the stealing Gemara's. So the Miri asks, the Shain Miri asks, it's kasher already. The Miri writes in the Sefer Avodah Zarah that we don't pass like the Gemara and Shabbos. Ikka Gemara is in Avodah Zarah. Same thing speaks out the Rivet in Avodah Zarah that the Seer in Gemara, there's a Machlokes in Gemara, and Ikka Gemara is in Avodah Zarah. So Meir according to that, you have to make a bracha when you type a keli. That's the Miri in Avodah Zarah. The Miri in the Sefer Shabbos, his Miyash of the Seer is in the Gemara. So it's in the Gemara and Shabbos in Avodah Zarah. And he says, the Lashon like this, Zil hakel chumra, the zil hakel chumra. You should go both the chumra. So if you go the chumra, then the chayyah comes out. You should make a bracha on glass at all. If you go the chumra is a shaila. You make a bracha. So chayyah should make a bracha. So and the gemara by says in the vayzay you do make a bracha. So I looked around. I found this kasha is a Rabbi Yosef asks in Yabi Ayma Chayavdal Yeredaya Simchas. Then the Vayis Aleph, he says, "Vada the Miri, how do you make a bracha on a klis chuches?" Just a Gemara shot, but it means zirachach chumah, zirachach chumah. Doesn't mean both cases of the chumah. He says, "Chumah gabi make a bracha, of the chumah the Gemara shot is just the chumah." And he brings a very strong riot to this, because if klis chuches is only a suffix if you make a bracha, so if they then come out the chiyuv tefillah. And we know Klisuch is only Rabbanan. So may let's say Suffolk Rabbanan Kuli, you shouldn't have to title then. And you should not title Klisuch at all. El Vadai, it's a riot, it's a Chiyuv Tefillah, it's a Chiyuv Gama. It's not just a Chumah, it's a Chiyuv Gama. Amela, you tie it and you make a bracha on it. That's what.
Until l'chumra is to make a bracha.
No, l'chumra is only going on the.
Why?
On the klicheres part, but on the that's it's the gemara shabbat, but l'gabi the has in klicheres l'chumra, but
l'may. But it says it twice.
Right.
So what's the second time?
So I'm saying l'chumra means the first l'chumra is lav dafka. That's what he's saying. It means that's what he's learning. That's what the Miri learns shot. That's how the Rad Yosef learns the Mishab. However, I found in the Aruch HaShulchan Hasvadi. We have a regular HaShulchan we know from Nevada Karov. But there's an Aruch HaShulchan Hasvadi. It's from the side. It's also called Aruch HaShulchan. In your day, Kuvchav Sivkan Gimel, he says, Stam. Klis Chuchis, Nitvila, is Diamond to Klimatkes. But the Gabi Blias, we hope, it's, if it's a Sophic, it's Diamond to Klimatkes. And we see in our Chaim, those who ever learned Hilchos Pesach, in Tavtun Aleph, in Sif Chaval, there's a machlokes in the Paiskim, the machlokes of Chaim Amor, if Klis Chuchis is B'lai Anat. The Shaila, a glass, does it have a din like Klis Cheres, and you cannot kash it? Or Adrabah, the other way around. You say glass, it's Shivaloi, it's flat, it's smooth, and it's not B'lai. So according to the Mechaba holds glass, you can use glass. You can use for glass is not belay b'chol. You use milchus and fleishiks. However, Ramah holds that glass is but he can't kash even since that's doing like kicheres. Just like kicheres from chase can't kasha. Send it also. Then get a lot lemaisa. If you ever someone ever spoke to anyone a European person, a youth from Europe, in Europe the people are poor. They used to use glass for milchus and fleishiks. They couldn't afford the two sets of glass. So you have the one glass, they used the same glass, used for milchus and fleishiks, even for hat. Because they held like the mechaba, that the mechaba, we don't pass through Amor. But the machlokes are Amor, and the mechaba is only talking about Hilchos Pesach. However, the ashitas that hold, that for Shayim Oys Hashana, we pass through like the mechaba. The Dr. Chuba brings down Kuf Chavav, Kamashitas like that. That the halacha of glass is not, that we hold glass, the machlokes b'chayim is only going out of Pesach, as a chumra Pesach. Of a shayim as a shana, we say glass is not like the machabashita, that's not balea. So, and even the ramot might be moyed to it, because we're only talking on Pesach. So, meila, it comes out, so that's the machlokes, so Zotta Achashuran Svadi says that, so a machmel gabe, if you can use it for milk and flesh, it's not. So it comes out with Dina, we paskin that you maskana, that you taiva klisruches, and also you make a brach on it. Not like the oilum sometimes thinks. So the oilum comes out like this. Matches, zechiris minatayra. Matches, zechiris minatayra. And you have to, and you know, when you taiva, you can make a bracha. Klisruches, we hold you have to taiva with a bracha. Just the only thing you have to invite is klisruches, zechiris to taiva is minatayra medrabonon. So that is Machlokes HaPaiskim. The Daki Tshuva in Kuf Chav and Sifkan Chafal of Ibizan, it's safer to be Yosef that holds the Minatera. And it's no chilek between Klimatis and Kris Kruches. And they're both Chayev, the Chayev Minatera to title it. And with a bracha. However, the Pichadish over here in Kuf Chav and Sifkan Gimel, and also Kiyat Sefer on the Rambam, and the Primer Garden in our Chayim Tavtun Av Mishmazav Sivkan Vav, and also in the Yehuda Madu Tiyani Yerdei Kufman Beis, and the Piskachuba in Sivkan Kufchav Yud Beis, and same thing the Al Chashulchan over here in Kufchav Sivkan Chavdalen, they all hold the Chiyah Tvila by Schuchas as Midrabanan. It's all Midrabanan. So and Aldina, that's how we paskin the Chiyah Tvila is on a Kuschuchas is only. Is only chiv drabbanon. So Meister Ladina comes like this: klimatzchis is a chiv minatera to be klimatzchis is a chiv minatera to taiva chiv minatera and you make a bracha and klitzchuchis is a chiv drabbanon with a bracha to make a tefila. Yet you have to taiva it. Right, now I'll go next step. Yes.
Possibly differentiate between stamped glass and lead crystal
glass. Crystal glass also. Today, all Karel is also schuchas we hold today. Yeah. Okay. Corningware from 1995 is klicheres. Before 95 was glass. They changed the whole the way to do it. 1995 and on is klicheres.
You don't have to title it.
Yeah. On Corningware. And Corel, you have to, it's glass. You're a chemist. Is that correct information?
I know what it used to be. I don't know what it is.
But anyway, that's the facts of giving. Someone got it on the internet and faxed it to me. Okay? But anyway, so Corel, the only not being is Corel, the Chayri, you don't have to kasher. We said it's glass. The mice, since it has other pirates. Pirates is also glass. But Imichas Yisra speaks out that if Corel comes trade, or if pirate comes trade, you have to kasher it. Medina. Why? Because since it has inside other things, besides glass itself, it has other type of things inside to make it strong, whatever it is. So because it has other synthetic materials, that's why you have to kasher it. It becomes straight. Alright. Now let's talk about, and so until now we were masber, klimatzchis and klitzchuchis. Now I'll go next step. Back to klimatzchis. We mentioned that the chiyuv of tefillah is on klimatzchis. However, how do we know that? It says a pasuk in the Torah. In Parshas Matos, it says, Zav, six metals that chiyuv tefillah. Zav, gold. If a keli is made out of gold, it's a chiyuv in a Torah tablet. Kesef, made from silver. Nechoshes, copper. Basil, iron. Bedil, tin. And a ferrous, lead. Those are sheish matches that the chiyuv is the chiyuv midraisa. What about now, today, there are new types of materials today? They're like matzahs, aluminum. Some like aluminum, keli. That wasn't as mandatory agdasha, wasn't time in mechazal, is a chiyuv to tayvel min atayra nat. So it's done, because done to matzahs. Done to matzahs. It's done to matzahs. Or maybe the chiyuv is only rabbanan, it's only daima, so since it's not mufush b'tayra, so chiyuv is only rabbanan. Or no, you're saying further. Since it doesn't say in the Torah, there's no chiyuv tefillah at all. Chiyuv tefillah is only what the Torah said. These six. Anything besides the six is not. There's no chiyuv tefillah. Like we'll see later on. We'll talk about plastic. Plastic is no chiyuv tefillah. So the question is this concluded? Is since the only Torah says six means only six, or it means all metals? Just says it happens to have in the time of Torah there was only those six. It's a big machlokes in the Paiskim. You got a kasher? Yeah, what?
Corningware is clear.
Corningware since 1995.
You can't kasher it.
If it's from a set, it's a hefset, then you can. If it's from a set, then you can kasher it.
How would you kasher it?
Three times hagola. Three different waters. You know, that's what Chazoni says. The three different waters. It's from a set. Hagola. Three times hagola.
Doesn't Rashi in various places say alum?
I'm just telling you. I don't think Rashi had aluminum in his time. I don't think he didn't have in his time. Huh?
No, I didn't. I assume, but.
But Rashi didn't have aluminum. Aluminum is just how old is the aluminum?
Yeah.
I mean, so here it's a creation, but when would they machadish it? The aluminum must be less 50. Aluminum for cans, for anything. 50 years, 100 years? Yeah, okay. But it wasn't the time of Rashi, guaranteed. It certainly wasn't Chazal's time. It's a new thing now. So the question is aluminum pots, aluminum pans. We're not talking about throwaway pans now. We're talking about pots. Is a chiyuv tefillah on them at all? Deraisa, derabanan, or no chiyuv at all? It's like usual, it's machlokes apaiskim. The Tiferet Yisrael Mishnayis. He already had aluminum. He says, he writes in the Psicha in Taurus, Tresol in Taurus in Adoma, in Psicha in Kuntres Yivakish Das. And he says, is Lav Dafka, Jeshesh, that is a Shisha Matches, is Lav Dafka. Is Lav Dafka. And in these times they found other types of materials that are just as strong as matches, that the common meter, the Tzirumatis Chadoshim, and that says Shesh Matches Lav Dafka. Same thing is Mashma a little bit from the Aruch HaShulchan. I mean, it can't be dyke so much from the Machlan, but he writes like this, the Lashon Aruch HaShulchan, in Kuf Chav Sif Kam Chav Gimel, Olechen Kol Kli, Meizem in matzkes shehu tzor tefila. Any type of matzkes. So chay, according to the tzor and pasuk of Hashulchan, that the chiyuv on aluminum, since it's doma to regular metal, so therefore the chiyuv tefila is min atayra. That's because the coin twice is all. Ramosha in the Tshuva, in Yerdei Cherbei Sima Kufstam with Dalet, he's clear, in the topic that is. He says, he talks about the Shaila, interesting Shaila. If a Kayan is allowed to travel on an airplane, they take, if you carry, let's say, a mace from, from Chicago, New York, to Eretz Yisrael, and there's a mace on a plane, can a Kayan travel on a plane? So he says, even though a plane is very big, and has two compartments where people sit, there's an upstairs, and then under the where people sit, there's another compartment where they put all the luggage. And over there, they put the mace also. And there's a chatzitza between where the mace is it's a different compartment. It's like a different floor. So maybe, even though it's a chatzitza, but since it's all one kele and it's made from matkes. Memelas na chaytus neatuma, so memela kayen is tame ba'ayla meis, which is alav in asay. That's what he says in the beginning. However, that he found out that the airplanes are maybe not, because maybe it's not because most of the plane is, a lot of planes made from aluminum, and it could be it's not from the shesh matzches, what the Torah Gersh said. That I'm a kabbalist only shesh matzah, so maybe when Tegra says shish, shesh means only these six, and not anything more, not any different minim. And he says, ksas mashmin like that, because the Tegra Gersh would have to say all the minim, just say matzahs, and that's it. So include all metals. So since the Tegra did not specify it, so mela, so it could be an airplane that comes, that's a tarua, is from the shesh minim matzahs, also has shesh minim matzahs. So he says, Sarachi Yedina, if a kohen can travel on an airplane. And he writes like this, if there's a mixture of aluminum with other minim, it's tomei, the pshitas is tomei. And the taruvas of the vav minim, and of vav minim matzkes, with the other minim, then you go by the rive, like it says, Masechtas Kelim Perek Aleph. So it comes out, if rive of the texture of the plane, how they make the plane, is from metal. Then, it's matama. But if it's made from other minam, he says he's not sure. You have to go by survive, and he's not sure if aluminum is one shishmatz is kain matama. He's mistapel gudina. That's what he writes in Chelik Beis in Yerdeya. However, in Yerdeya Chelik Gimel. In Simcha Beis, Chalayda Tshuva, he says, Klaw, since in the first other volume he says, in the second volume of the day he says, Sarchi Nadina. But in the third volume he says, Klaw, since aluminum is not mentioned in the Pasuk, and since it's a new type of matris, Minatara Vada, you don't need Tfila, only Minyabonan. Yichai B'Tfila. Since the Dharma is a Kli Tzruchis. So in Mela, Yichai B'Tfila, So it comes out according to him, is a big shayla today, the kaihanim, if there's an issa of going in an airplane or not. I don't want to say anything aloch or maisa, but Elish and someone else sent me facts that the 786, what's called the Dreamliner, it's the 786, no, is that the Dreamliner? 787, the Dreamliner has only 20% of aluminum. And most of it is all synthetic materials. All synthetic materials. So it could be maybe Dreamliner. I'm not saying Allah Lamaisa, because it could be the other problems. But Lamaisa, and it's another thing, it could be the plane itself, the body of the plane is made from that, but the floor could be made from metal. So you have to envire that. So you have to still envire. But it's not so partial anymore. It's not as calm anymore. So anyway, so Ladina. Let's get back to, I'm not going to Kayana. Kayana is a Shaila after Mavarat. But the Maisa by aluminum pens, Ramosha says clearly, aluminum pots, I mean, Ramosha says clearly, the Chiv is Rabbanan, and your tablet. The only thing he doesn't mention in Tshuva is a chiyuv bracha or not? You make a bracha or not? Baal Peh, he held that you say without a bracha. You say without a bracha. He said Baal Peh. One second, let me finish. And the same thing speaks out in the Maseres Moshe Chelkal Sim Yeshetet that he held. You make a bracha. You do not make a bracha. You do not make a bracha. The only one I saw say you make a bracha on aluminum is Moshe Sternbach and Shuvas Hanagas Chelkal says Simon Toft and Aleph. He says you tie with a bracha aluminum. However, Ladina consensus of the Paiskim is you tie without a bracha. And that's the shita of a Moshe. So now until now we have one shita. You have the Tzeis Yisrael holds. Is a chimna taira, just like regular matzah is chimna taira to the taira even with a bracha. According to Rav Moshe, you taira aluminum pots and pans, you taira them, but you taira without you don't make a bracha on them. There's a third shita, Rav Yankov Kamenetsky. Yankov Kamenetsky, it's printed in two places. One place he has a tshuva, and back is Sefer Tefillos Kelim, in page Resh Mem Gimel. And also, in the Sefer printed after it was Nifta, it's reprinted in Sefer Emes Yaakov in Yerdei Sim Kuchav. He brings down the Tiferes Yisrael Mishnayis and he disagrees with him. And he says, Tiferes Yisrael Mishnayis says that Sheish Lav Dafka, because all aluminum, all type of materials, if it's as strong as metal, as a lot like metal. So, however, he says that since the Torah of Deshi have counted all six, so Mash Medavka, this meaning Makis is not Makabal Tumah. And a Raya brings, from a Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, he holds it as a strong Raya. Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yitzchak Bey says, Ein Kli Makis Tumayim Deraisa El Amnuim Bepasha. So Raisa is only what's Amnuim Bepasha, it's only six, nothing else. So it's Mash for him, Zakav Yankov, that you don't have to type any Kli aluminum at all. That's what he writes in the Tshuva. In the Sefer Emes Yaakov, there's a go on the bottom in Piyashmua that says that Lamaisa, if Yankiv to tell his Talmidim that there should be Tayvel, all clear aluminums, without a bracha. So comes out Ladina, a person should renew all pots, all aluminum pots that they use for Kli Suda, they should be Tayvel it, but they should not make a bracha. That's how we paskin Ladina. It's three shitas, but that's how we tell everyone to be Noig. Tayvel them without any bracha.
Would Rabbi Yaakov hold in regarding Kohanim with an airplane, let's say, not the Zmanenu, but in the days of...
Well, the Mosul holds Jabonin. Mosul holds Jabonin. The Yagzan holds Tzvayis Yisrael, he holds his wrong, but at least he holds... If he holds, he should tie without a bracha, Mosul holds Jabonin, not the Raisa.
So, how can I roll if it's aluminum mixed with another metal?
It could be the reason why we're machmer airplanes, because it's very so Mishnayis. But Kaya, not to go in. Tzvei Yisrael holds the Tumah Deraisa. We mentioned that could be Yochshon HaHozai also. Could be that's why we're Machma. I don't know. The Lamaisa, Kohanim are not to fly. I don't know what it would be with the Dreamliner. It's a little bit different. Okay. Anyway, those are the Dina we passed in. All of them are pots and pans. If they're Klisuda, you're Tumah without a Bracha. There is another interesting Shaila. People don't even realize that. When you just go off tangent a little bit. You buy a brand new aluminum pot. There's a chazanish in your day. Chazanish holds all aluminum pots. You got to kasher. Brand new. You buy it from the store, you have to kasher them. Because the way you make it is you smear it with schmaltz. That's the way it's made. But by the end of the day, when it's finished, it's burnt out. So chazanish holds that you have to kasher it then. That's the Chazon Sholz. Rav Moshe Baal Peh, it's not printed anywhere. Rav Moshe Baal Peh disagreed with the Chazonish. And he tainted, this is two tainters he tainted. Let's see if I remember offhand. Tainters, two tainters. One hand he says that Xer is Otto Ben Yoima. What's the reason why he says two things. One is because it's Zeru Otto Ben Yoima. What's the reason why you have to kasher Kaili? Because it's Zeru Otto Ben Yoima. That's the Gemara says in Pesachim. So Mela, when a company makes a pot and pan, it takes weeks or months till it gets to the consumer. It's not Shaykh Otto Ben Yoima. If someone has it in the house, so makes a trade, so Zeru Otto Ben Yoima. But someone that's something that's made commercially to sell, it's not Shaykh Otto Ben Yayma. So he says a Svara, a Shtaka Svara, that's not Shaykh Otto Ben Yayma, so Mela, you don't have to kashid it. Secondly, he says that the zikr, it doesn't have no taste whatsoever. Because the company doesn't want, when you do the first cooking, you should give off a bad taste. So they make it in such a way that it doesn't get a bad taste, and Mela, you don't have to worry about it. That's what Ramosh held, because that's the way Paschal the Dina. Yagan the Chazanish. But that's the Gea kashing fans. Lina, we tell people, you don't have to kash it.
If it's burnt off, isn't
that? Huh? At least something, might be some residue. Right.
But first,
yes.
Do you have to try to dispose of
the. That's the next thing.
Nobody's.
You're beating me again ahead of the game. That's the next thing.
I'm ahead of you.
Okay, I can't help that. Alright, until now we're talking about regular pots and pans that are made from aluminum. If it's a chiv tefillah or not. And we all do time without a bracha. Now we're talking about the throwaway aluminum pans. They're not hard, they're soft. And many times you use it once only, you throw it out. Sometimes you might use it maybe one or two, three more times, whereas if there's a chiv to table them or not. Ramash in the tshuva. In Yerdeya Chere Gimel, in Simchav Gimel, he says, these type of aluminum pans, throwaway pans, that you know mishtamish only one time. Because to use it many times, you can't use it. And regular item, you only use it only once. Since it's not expensive, but some people are derech to use it a number of times, two or three times, don't need tefillah. So he says, in the tshuva, he says, that normally most people throw it after one time. There are some people that might use it two or three times. In your cases, he holds, you don't have to table it. That's what he says in the tshuva. However, Baal Peh, Ramesh said that if it's machshavtai, it depends when you bought it. First time before you use it. If you plan, for the first time you use it, you plan to use it a number of times for different cookings and so on, then he held that you should tie it more than one time, then you should tie it without a bracha. But if you buy it, the intention only to use it once and to throw it afterwards, then it's like a bag, whatever it is, then you don't need tefillah. And same thing, the Sefer Ol Yishuv, quotes from Moshe, they heard from Moshe also like that. And same thing, Ol Yishuv, from Rabbi Felder. And also, there's a tshuva Minchas Yitzchak in Chelik Hey Simulam Beis Aisalav and Chelik Hey Simulam Ates Sifalav, like a Moshe Baal Peh, that if you plan to use it only once, there's no Chiv Tzvila. And Sandy speaks out the tshuva Sanhagis in Chelik Dalet from Moshe Shtenbach, Chelik Dalet Simulam Kuftag Beis, and also speaks out the Sefer Tzvias Kelem in Perikir Aleph Sif Kuf Memches. So again, so throw it, pans in the pans. Ludina, we hold. If you plan to use it only once, you have no chiv tefillah. Plan to use it more than once, then you need chiv tefillah even for the first time.
More than once? For reheating or a new cooking?
New cooking.
For reheating?
Reheating is no problem. Let's say you cook the kugel in there. And you know the shabbos, you have a kugel. Now you want to warm up for the Sunday night supper. You just want to reheat it in the same pan. That's okay. That's cool one time.
What happens? You bought the pan and use it once.
Yeah.
So you mix this. Then you decided
you're
going to use it to mix the salad
in,
and you didn't cook it.
You
cook it afterwards.
No. Use it for salad. That's it. Use it once.
But it's not really cooked. Made for cooking, though.
No, it doesn't make a difference. People use it for not cooking also. All right.
Is that Lamai? I mean, do they practically use schmaltz nowadays, or that was 50 years ago?
They Paskin Eis Yisrael, and all the Chaveris in Yisrael say you have to kasha. The Sefer goes, Caleb brings down that you have to kasha, and that's so they hold the pot to kasha all the aluminum pots and pans. Huh? But still they use tarfus. What's the difference? That's only got the tefillah. Kashing is something else. There's two things, kashing and tefillah. Tefillah, if it's made by a yid and yid and guy never has a shusnit, no need tefillah. For kashin, you do have to kasha. Unless
they kasha disposable pans too.
I don't know. Ask them. I know. But that's my kasha on these people. What do they do with the throwaway pans? It's made the same way. In fact, I once spoke to Beryl Levy. He used to be the head of OK. So I once asked him. many years ago, I asked, he was mentioning, he was at a Shabbos table. We were eating, I was eating as a bacha by Chaim Schmelzen by his Shabbos tish, and Rabbi Levy was there for Shabbos. He at least liked the meal there. So he started talking about aluminum. Aluminum, you know, the roll of aluminum?
Aluminum foil.
It comes in a roll. So he gives a hash on it. So he says, really, he doesn't have to give a hash. Why? Because the way it's made is it's aluminum. There's fats on the schmaltz, chazat treif. He says, but by the time it's a finished product, it's completely burned out. The kipshin is completely burned out. So where does the hash? So I asked him, so why do you give a hash? So he looks at me and says, I make money on it.
But the Chazalish, wouldn't you think for an entire either then?
The chayra should be, those people machmas should be the same problem by tefillah also, and on lumen pans also. Mistama, they make special lumen pans for with a hash on it. That's as. So now that's why. All right.
What's considered one cooking?
Huh?
What's considered one cooking? If you're making a challah and you make a couple of batches, could you reuse it?
That's reusing already.
That's called reusing it?
Yes,
one,
yes.
One use is one use,
right. unless you're reheating it. Like I said, you cook a kugel. You eat half a kugel, half a pan of kugel. You just want to reheat the same thing, it's okay.
So
but for other, because it's a different challah, it's not the same challah. All right.
What about steel?
Huh? Steel is one of the shisha matches. Didn't we say steel? Isn't iron steel? No? But it's still steel, no? All right. So as long as it has iron, as long as it has it's still the same thing. It's taruvis, maybe. Hey, that's about steel. Steel today is mixed with iron. It's mixed together. All right. All right. So till now we discuss what? Because it's the only temporary thing. It's not a keli. You throw it out like a jar. We'll still talk about jars. You say you plan to use it, you throw it out afterwards. It's made for one just to hold the food. So it's not a shame, Kaylee. All right.
So you plan to use it once, you use it once, then you say, now I think I'll change my mind.
Then you have to tell with that.
Yeah.
Jars and bottles. I will talk about that. Not this week, next week, Gunnar. Jars, if you have a jar, let's say you have a jar of pickles. You empty it out, now you want to use it. Do you have to table or not? Or you buy a new jar, do you have to table it? You know, is even a shiloh, do you have to empty out the jar, table and put the food back in there? We'll talk about that. All right. Now we'll talk about plastic. We have to go step by step. Now we'll talk about plastic. Does plastic, kelim that are made from plastic, if it's made to mishtamish, many times, regular plastic bowl, plastic plates, use it for years and years, many times. Do you have to table or not? And if, Tim Salami, you say you have to table it, do you have to table the bracha or not? In the Daki Tshuva, in Simon Kuvchav, Sifkat Yudalad, being Zion, the Chal Shurit, El Avram. I don't know who El Avram, remember, I saw it's brought down, other swarm being down the same thing, El Avram. That says kelim, even it's not meaning mattress or glass, since it's shaykh, if it breaks, you could smelt it, to re-put it together. So mele it's a takana, you should shaykh to masakin it, to fix it. So mele, you have to table then. The same thing speaks out to Michas Yitzchak from Dayan Weiss, in Chedah Gimel Simen Ayin Vav, that you should table out of bracha. And the same thing speaks out in Simen Ayin Zayin, again in Simen Ayin Zayin, Ice base, and also in Ayin Ches Ice Aleph, and in Chelik Dalet, Simu Dalet, Ice Dalet. That he says in all these places that you have to table all these things without a bracha. However, there's a Shuvam Laman Ohio. Laman was one of the Gainim from Germany, very Choshe Sefen, and everyone brings him down. He writes in Yerdes, Simem Tes, he argues. He argues and he says that only by Kli Tzchuches is Gzeres Chachamim. So maybe they were only guys are only on Tzchuches and not other Kelim, even though it's Asher to fix them. And same thing brings down Yad Bi'ayma, from Vadi Yosef and Cheredal Yerdeh Simen Hay then Ice Beis from other Achrenim like that also. Since we don't find the Chazal, the Geizer, so Oin Lano Ela Klimatzkes Chizchoch, and that's it. So he writes, who are the Kaled that's made from plastic or nylon? The din is, you do not need to table it at all. And same thing speaks out the Chakas Yankov from Rabbi Shechel Beis Simu Kusam Gimel Ois Beis. And same thing speaks out Sitz Eliezer and Chelek Zayin Simu Lamed Zayin and Chelek Ches Simu Chavav Ois Aleph. And same thing is quoted from Moshe in Chaveres Torah Ra in Chelek Aleph and in Chelek Beis. And the same thing speaks out to Sefer Tfilas Kelim and Perek Ra'al Sifkan Kuftez Vav. He says, Kach Moisim B'Shem D'Chazaynish M'Shem Afhenken. He said, B'Shem D'Chazaynish Afhenken, that plastic does not need Tfila. The Chaya, you can ask the Kasha what we said before. We said before that Kli Aluminum, Aluminum Kelim, since it's Daima, Tamatkis, you should table without a bracha. Why is this different? The territories over there would seem to me, no one asks this kasha, but it seems to me to be an afkamina. They're talking about a deraisa. You're talking about a lumen, is derma shisha mashkish, which is deraisa. But here we're only talking about if it's derma to klischuchas of drabanan. So on drabanan, you could say such thing, a geyser harabanan was only geyser, only something, only what they said, only schuchas, not anything else. Mashenke, when it comes to deraisa, then we have to be bo machma. Any questions? Okay, next.
What if the plastic can't be recycled like that? It can't be fixed. According to my number, it says...
Interesting. I was once by Ramesha, and there was your uncle, Gershon Lapian. Is that your uncle?
Shvaga, okay.
Anyway, so Gershon Lapian that told me that he asked Ramesha that someone in London owns a company, he owns a company, and he says plastic you can only redo it only 2-3 times, not more than that. Is that a fact?
Yeah.
Oh, so I told
it starts to break down.
It starts to break down, right. It does other case you can do many times. So Moshe says the shtaka svar. Then in plastic there's another reason why you should say plastic you don't keep tefillah, because you can't be matichim. It's only once or twice. But after a few times you can't be matichim anymore. So it could be he told Moshe, and Moshe says I got the svar. For my child, anyway, you don't have to clear plastic. But there's another reason why not.
There's some plastics you can't even
one time. In one time, then zichah does not give tefillah. Alright. A company that makes kelim. The owner, let's say the owner, do you go back to the owner of the kelim, the manufacturer who owns the company? Or you go back to the workers. If the workers put together a kelim, maybe if the workers are goyim, then the chayyim have to table. Or you look at the owner of the company. If the owner is a yid, then there's no chayyim, and you buy it straight from the owner, then you don't have to table it. It used to be time, I know today, it used to be Farberware. Farberware is by Shem and Shabbos Yidin Yankas. His name is Farber. You call Farberware. I don't know if to say this, so he still owns it today. You see Farberware advertised, so it's still around. But quite, I don't know if it owns 3 years. Huh?
Farberware was sold.
Was sold?
15, 20 years ago.
Yeah, okay. But let's say if it was owned by you, the company is owned by you, but he has workers goyim. Do you go bust to the Bailim? Because if the Bailim are you, then you don't have to title them. But if you go bust to the Bailim, then the 50 title it. The other way around. The company is owned by goyim. When all the workers are Yidden, let's say Eretz Yisrael. You know, a Geisha company from Chutzlar is investing in Eretz Yisrael, and all the workers there, all the Pailim are Yidden. Do you go bust to the Bailim and you need Tefillah, or you go bust to the Pailim and you don't have to Taivo? What's the halacha? Zok the Chazainish. The Chazainish in Yerdea, Simon Lamed Zayin, Sifkan Tezvav, and also Negus Maisha, Erchayim Chel Gimel, Saif Simon Dalet. He says you always go bust to the Bailam. So Mela, if the company is owned by Goyim, then you have to tell with a bracha. Even it's Kishuchas. So Moshe writes like this. Therefore, if a kelim that are made in Japan or in China, he takes on everything's kulam nachim, all Goyim. It's all Goyim, so you need tefillah. He says that even if you bring it from Europe, there he says, Rav Anachim, he still has to tie with a bracha. And if the company is Vadisha Yisrael, and the Pilem, even the Pilem Agayim, since the Pilem are Schiyayim, they're not Kabladim, and they're not Bailim at all on it. So Mela, you don't have to tie with them. And Sendik speaks out, Darach HaShulchan, in Kuf Chav, Sif Katan and Ches, says the same thing also, you go back to the Bailim of the company. And the Bailim are Yidin, then, and you buy directly from the company, then the din is, there's no Chiv Tzila. Let's say you buy it, like I mentioned before, let's say the company makes it, and then in between like Walmart, or some Target, some of the Goyim, and they buy it, and it's even in the box, no one even opens the box, and it's consumer, any Jewish consumer buys it, from you buys it, then there's still Chiv Tzila. As long as the Goy had possession even 1 minute, then the Tumas Akim goes on the Keli, even doesn't touch it. And may is a Chiv Tzila then also.
What?
Owns it. Walmart owns it. Walmart buys. They buy a thousand cases of pots. A thousand cases. Doesn't make it. UPS doesn't own it. It's a shipping company. UPS doesn't own it. You're not. They're just a worker for you. But we're talking about Walmart buys it. It takes possession. They buy them on it.
If you have an old Kaylee and an employee bought it for you for a day, you have to turn it afterwards.
Yes, you bought it for you for a day. Yeah. That's the whole shayla. When you sell your chametz, we'll talk about that. You sell chametz, you have to make sure not to sell the kelim also. Even though they're in their possession, we'll get to that eventually. Yes?
By directly from a company where there's at least one of the owners is Jewish.
We'll get to that. We're not home there. All right.
What if it's a boomer?
Huh?
A boomer?
Well, what? In a minute, we'll get to. Be patient.
What about Amazon? If they distribute for.
They're piling, they're workers, they don't own anything.
I think
they pay. You pay storage and so on. You don't own it.
Right.
If you're a Jewish company, you subcontract the Chinese to make something for you. Who's the Baal boss?
The guy is the Baal boss. You subtract, it means you're what he does, he's not a pile. He's paying you for. He's not paying. The workers who are working in China are not working for the.
Design. You're having them knock it off.
That's not part of this. They're working for the Chinaman, and the Chinaman is selling it to you, and that's it.
You might want to be McDonald's about Amazon because they own a lot of products.
All right, okay. Amazon, he says sometimes they own. Amazon's their own selling. I'm talking about Amazon. I know people use Amazon as a storage place. You know, they don't have their own storage place, so they pay a certain fee and they store in that. And Amazon takes them, they do the shipping also.
They do both.
They do both, okay. All right, so anyway. So, myself, Adina. So Dina, we hold you go bust the Bailam of the company. And the company is Kula Yidin. We'll soon talk about the Shitas Yidin Goyim. But if the company is Kula Yidin, the Dina is no Chiv Tzila. And the Goy did not have a hand in it from time till you bought it, there's no Chiv Tzila. Ramosha writes in Shuva also. It's a Shailam Paiski, but he says it's double portion. That even if the company, the Bailam, are Yisraelim and Chal Shabbos, also it only Tzila. No Nafkina if the from and not from doesn't make enough Gemina. And he says further, if it's a suffix, if you're not sure if the company belongs to Yidah or to Goy, then you should tell even Klitzchuchas, which is suffix, let's say suffix Rabbana Kula. He says, even there's a mock up to make up by Klitzchuchas, but he says, suffix, and you usually normally say suffix Rabbana Kula, but it's shaykh, since it's shaykh so easy to Mavara, you know, it's not called a suffix, Machmas Atz, it's not called a suffix. Suffix means you try to check out, you can't find it. Now, I'm too lazy to pick up a phone and make a few phone calls. That's not called a suffix. And maybe you should tell it without a bracha. That's what he writes.
What about a public?
1 second. But since right from him, it's actually environment, so maybe it's not called some Machmas Atzas. So maybe you should tell it, say Maskin Schuchas, you should tell it without a bracha. And same thing with Moshe writes again, in your day, Chagbei Tzim Mem. It's Moshe and Moshe that if it's an open, that's yes, I did try to mivara, and it's a tichik dayer to go tayvet. So by klitzchuches, you could say sofer banan is a kula, and you then could use it. Then it's also rises from Moshe that if most of a bater chareshis, most of this company is in that place, most of the bayim ma'israelim, then there's no chiv tzila. However, Chazon Ish Vayis they should still be tayvah since it's an easy thing to be tayvah. But you should not make a bracha since it's still a safek. And it's also pashit that if the bios of the guy was mishas when he created it, when he manufactured it, even one rega, like you mentioned before, belonged to a guy until he saw it afterwards, there's pashit l'kuliyama, you have to tayvah with a bracha.
What about a public
company? 1 second. That we'll talk about next week, because it's a holorichas. What happens if a company is a shutris, yidin goyim? Well, let's say it's a stock, a company that's a big company that's a public, and there's yidin stockholders and goyish stockholders. What do you do then? Mitzvah Shem, next week we'll continue on this. Okay? Yes?
If you have a store, a yidin store, they buy tailors, right?
Yeah.
And they have a mix in the store. So who owns the
job? We'll talk about that. That's on the list. The Shiloh is the Kitaybo. The Shiloh is the Kitaybo.
But it's his
Kaylee. Who? The store?
The store.
It's only Schaira. The Schaira. It's a before Shemachaba. What are you arguing me? Sometimes Nefer Schaira is not a Kitaybo. Okay? We'll talk about it, Mr. Shem. Rance Kaylee is not a Kitaybo because you don't know it. There's always, it's a different, it's a Shiloh. We'll talk about it also. Because it could be Yesh Sis Kanya Lechumra. Totally different machlokes like this. We'll get to it. I hope to cover it next week. Okay.
If the Baal HaBos is not true, it says if the workers were not true. What about the Baal HaBos?
We said the Baal HaBos. We said already. If the Baal HaBos is not true, there's no chiv tefillah.